All right, let's jump into today's deep dive. I have to say, this one's got me pretty excited. We're talking about the future of clothing. You know, like smart clothes, but not those clunky fitness trackers or those light-up shoes from back in the day.
Oh, yeah.
We're talking about something way cooler. E-textiles.
Yeah, think like clothes that can actually like do
Yeah,
stuff.
exactly. Clothes that can monitor your health or even change color. But one of the biggest hurdles for e-textiles has always been, well, how do you actually integrate electronics into fabric without it being like super uncomfortable or falling apart after one wash?
Right.
But get this, researchers are turning to a surprisingly old school solution. You ready for this? Embroidery.
That's right, embroidery.
Embroidery, the kind our grandmas used to do.
Yeah. It turns out that this centuries-old craft is perfect for creating these intricate and durable circuits directly into the
Hold
fabric.
on, so we're talking about like stitching electronics into our clothes.
Yeah.
It's kind of blowing my mind right now.
It's pretty amazing stuff. And there's this company, 3E Smart Solutions. They're really leading the way in this.
3E Smart Solutions. Got it.
Yeah.
I'll have to check them out.
Yeah, definitely. They've developed these specialized embroidery machines that can precisely place conductive threads and even tiny electronic components.
So it's not like someone's sitting there with a needle and thread, painstakingly wiring up a circuit.
No, not at all.
Okay, good, because that would take forever. But how do these embroidered circuits actually hold up? I mean, clothes go through a lot, washing, stretching, you name it.
Right. Well, that's one of the big advantages here. The embroidered connections, they're super durable. They can withstand all that wear and tear. In fact, a lot of times they'll outlast the fabric
No
itself.
way. So no more worrying about your smart shirt short-circuiting in the washing machine.
Exactly. Pretty cool, right?
Yeah, that's pretty impressive. So I guess what I'm trying to wrap my head around is, how do we actually get from a spool of thread to like a fully functional electronic device all embedded in the fabric?
Right.
Are we talking about sewing tiny LEDs under a microscope here?
Well, there's a machine, it's called the ZSK Functional Sequin Device.
Okay, that sounds kind of whimsical, but go on.
Yeah, I know, right? But it can actually integrate LEDs and other components directly into the fabric, like during the embroidery process.
So we're talking about clothes with built-in lights, sensors, who knows what else,
Yeah.
all thanks to embroidery. This is like next level stuff.
Yeah, it's opening up a whole new world of possibilities for sure.
But is this just about making clothes look cool, or are there like some real-world applications for this tech?
Oh, it goes way beyond just aesthetics. One of the most exciting areas is medical monitoring. You can imagine wearing a shirt that's like constantly monitoring your heart rate or breathing, even muscle
Whoa,
activity.
wait, hold on. So my clothes could basically become like a personal health tracker.
Yeah, pretty much. And because you can place the sensors so precisely with embroidery, you can target specific areas of the body. So, like, athletes could wear clothes that track their performance, or patients recovering from injuries could use it to monitor their progress.
So we're talking about a level of monitoring that you just wouldn't get with like a smartwatch or a fitness tracker.
Exactly.
But I mean, wouldn't all those electronics make the clothes feel like stiff and uncomfortable?
That's the thing with embroidery, you actually retain the flexibility and breathability of the fabric. So it's comfortable to wear. Like imagine a heart rate monitor that's like as comfortable as your favorite t-shirt.
Okay, now we're talking. So it's not just about like slapping a few sensors onto a shirt. It's about actually integrating technology into the fabric itself without sacrificing comfort.
Yeah, exactly. It's like a seamless blend of fashion and technology.
This is incredible. I'm starting to see why people are calling this a smart textile revolution. It's truly game-changing stuff. But before we get too ahead of ourselves, let's dive into some specific examples of how this technology is being used today.
Okay, great. One area where we're already seeing the benefits is in heated clothing. You know those heated car
Oh
seats?
yeah, love those things, especially in winter.
Yeah. Well, a lot of times those use embroidered heating elements. They're woven right into the fabric.
Hold on, you're telling me my cozy car seat is basically a giant embroidered circuit board. My mind is officially blown.
In a way, yeah. And it's the same tech that can be used to create heated jackets, gloves, even dog coats for those chilly winter walks.
Okay, a high-tech heated coat for my dog. That's adorable.
Yeah.
But it's not all about staying warm, right? We were talking about lights earlier.
Right, the LEDs.
So are we talking about clothes that actually light up? Like, think back to those 80s jackets with the blinking LEDs.
Yeah, but imagine something a bit more sophisticated. With embroidery, you can create really intricate designs and integrate the lights much more seamlessly.
Okay, so we're not talking about cheesy blinking lights anymore.
No. Think like safety gear for cyclists or runners that lights up at night, or even fashion statements that glow in the dark.
Now you're talking. This embroidered light-up clothing could be a game-changer for everything, from safety to style.
So how does it actually work? Are we, like, sewing those tiny LEDs directly into the fabric?
It's a bit more complex than that. Remember those specialized embroidery machines we talked about?
Yeah.
They can place the LEDs and the conductive threads that power them all in a way that blends right in with the fabric.
So it's like having these tiny wires running through the fabric, all powering up these miniature lights. That's amazing. And to think this is all possible because of something as, like, simple as embroidery.
Right.
This deep dive is seriously making me rethink everything I thought I knew about this whole craft. It really is amazing what you can do when you combine traditional techniques with modern technology.
And we're only just scratching the surface of what's possible with e-textiles. I'm excited to see what the future holds for this tech. But before we get too carried away, maybe we should take a closer look at some more specific examples of what these embroidered sensors can actually do.
Yeah, let's do that. So before we went to that last bit, we were talking about how these embroidered sensors are really changing the game for e-tech stuff.
Yes, like the medical monitoring stuff you mentioned. That was super interesting. Yeah. Can you give us a more concrete example of how that would actually work?
Sure. So let's say you have a patient recovering from a stroke, right? Doctors, they need to keep a close eye on their muscle activity, you know, to see how they're progressing.
Yeah.
And traditionally, they'd use these bulky electrodes, like stuck to the skin. Yeah. Those things never look comfortable.
I can imagine. Plus, I bet they, like, get in the way.
Exactly. But now, with these embroidered sensors, you could have, like, a sleeve or a glove, something that's, you know, actually comfortable to wear. And the sensors are right there in the fabric. Continuously monitoring the patient's muscle activity.
So it's like having a built-in physical therapist or something.
Kind of, yeah. It's providing all this valuable data to the healthcare team.
That's incredible. You were talking about athletes earlier too, right?
Right. Athletes are another group that could really benefit from this tech. You can imagine a runner, for example, wearing a shirt that tracks their stride length. Or their foot strike, even muscle fatigue.
Whoa.
All in real time.
So no more like bulky watches or those chest straps they use.
Exactly. Their clothes become the tracker.
That's pretty cool. But I mean, are these embroidered sensors really like accurate enough? Can they really compete with, you know, with dedicated fitness trackers?
In some cases, they can actually be more accurate.
Really?
Yeah. Remember those moss embroidered electrodes we talked about?
Oh, right. Yeah.
So those have a really unique 3D structure, and that creates a larger contact area with the skin. So they can actually pick up even the faintest bio signal.
So it's like having this network of like super sensitive sensors just woven right into the fabric. Wow.
Exactly. And it's not limited to just medical and athletic applications either. You could have firefighters wearing jackets that monitor their vital signs, like, you know, alerting them if things are getting too dangerous.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Or construction workers with vests that can detect hazardous gases or radiation.
Okay. Yeah. The possibilities really are like endless. But with all this data being collected, you have to wonder about the privacy implications, right?
Right, absolutely. Yeah. You know, as with any technology that collects personal information, we have to address those concerns right from the start.
So I guess the question is, how do we ensure that this technology is being used ethically? Like, are there safeguards in place?
Well, one approach is to, you know, give people control over their own data. Like, imagine being able to choose what data is collected. Who has access to it and that it can be used for.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense. So it's not just about the technology itself, but also about the ethical framework that we build around it.
Exactly. We have to be, you know, proactive about this, not reactive.
Right. We can't wait for problems to pop up before we start thinking about solutions.
Exactly.
But it's a tricky balance, right? Because, I mean, there's obviously a lot of good that can come from this technology, especially in areas like healthcare and safety.
Absolutely. It's about... It's about empowering individuals to make informed choices about their data while still, you know, fostering an environment where this tech can be used responsibly.
Right.
It's a complex challenge, but it's one we have to tackle head on.
For sure. This deep dive has been a real eye-opener. I have to say, I'm pretty blown away by the potential of these embroidered e-textiles.
Me too. It's an incredibly exciting field.
Yeah. Now, before we wrap up, there's one more application of embroidery in e-textiles that I wanted to touch on. It's pretty fascinating.
Okay, what is it?
So we've talked a lot about sensors and lights, but embroidery can also be used to integrate something else into fabric. Antennas.
Antennas.
Yeah, like the kind that pick up radio waves.
Wow. What are we going to do with antennas in our
Well,
clothes?
hold on. These aren't for listening to the radio. These antennas are for RFID tags.
Okay.
You know, those tiny chips that can store and transmit information wirelessly.
Yeah.
So imagine like a warehouse worker with a jacket that automatically tracks the items they're handling.
Okay.
Or a shopper who can check out with a wave of their sleeve.
So, like, my clothes could become a walking barcode scanner.
Kind of, yeah.
Wow. That's pretty wild.
Yeah, it's definitely technology with some pretty big implications. And as with any powerful tool, it's important to think about both the benefits and the potential downsides.
Right. It's all about finding that balance.
Okay, so we've spent this whole deep dive talking about all the cool stuff you can do with these embroidered e-textiles, right?
Yeah,
Like,
glowing jackets, health monitors, you name it.
yeah. But like we've kind of been hinting at, there are also like some big questions that come with this level of integration.
Right. You know, as amazing as these advancements are, we can't just ignore the potential downsides. It's like opening up this Pandora's box of ethical dilemmas, especially when you start thinking about data privacy.
Yeah, that's the thing that's been kind of bugging me this whole time. I mean, it's incredible to think about clothes that can track our every move or
Yeah.
monitor our vital signs. But then it's like, who actually has access to all that information?
Right.
And what could they do with that?
Exactly. Imagine a world where your insurance company could deny you coverage based on the data from your smart shirt, or an employer who's making hiring decisions based on your stress levels, as tracked by your clothing.
Yeah, that's getting into some pretty scary territory. It
Yeah.
feels like we're walking this fine line between like innovation and intrusion.
Yeah.
So how do we make sure this technology doesn't end up being used for discrimination or exploitation?
Well, I think one crucial step is to establish, some really clear regulations, safeguards around data collection.
Right.
Like, who has access to the data? How can it be used? And what rights do people have to control their own data?
Right. So it's not just about the technology itself. It's also about the ethical framework that we build around it. It's like we have to weave in some digital ethics alongside those conductive threads.
Exactly. And we have to be proactive about this, not reactive. We can't wait for these problems to pop up before we start thinking about solutions.
But those solutions can't just be about like restricting innovation, right? I mean, there's so much potential good that can come from this tech, especially in fields like healthcare, like you were talking about.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. We need to find that balance.
Right.
It's about empowering people to make informed choices, about their data, while also creating an environment where this tech can actually be used responsibly for the benefit of society.
It's a tough challenge, but it's one we have to get right.
Definitely. And it's going to require everyone to be involved, the developers, the policymakers, the ethicists, even the public. We all need to be part of this conversation.
Yeah, for sure. Well, this deep dive has been it's been quite a journey. We've talked about everything from glowing clothes to privacy concerns to jackets with antennas in them.
Yeah, we have.
It's clear that these embroidered e-textiles, they have this immense potential, but it's also a field that requires, a lot of careful thought and ethical development. So as we kind of wrap things up here, what's the one thing you would want our listeners to really take away from all of this?
I would say as we move into this future of e-textiles, we have to remember that the most important threads we weave are those of ethics, of responsibility, and of human-centered design. That the choices we make today, they're going to shape, the very fabric of our digital tomorrow.
That's a great way to put it. Well, this has been an amazing deep dive. I have to say, I'm really excited to see what the future holds for e-textiles. It's clear that they have the potential to change our lives in ways we can't even imagine yet. And as with any powerful technology, it's up to us to make sure we use it wisely. Thanks for joining us on this journey of discovery. And for our listeners, if you want to learn more about this topic, be sure to check out the show notes for links to some of the research articles we talked about today.
Absolutely. And remember, this is just the beginning. This is a field that's constantly evolving, so it's important to stay informed and to stay engaged in the conversation.
Couldn't have said it better myself. That's it for this deep dive. We'll see you next time.